Welcome to Just Ask. Tara and I are here. I'm Dr. Heather Quayle with Dr. Tara Thompson. We've been out of the loop a little bit with everything with COVID, but we wanted to just jump on and do a quick platform around nutrition this month. I'm going to talk a little bit about our vision with Just Ask, and we believe in the creation of a safe and non-judgmental environment around sexual health and wellness for men and women to engage with experts in the area of health and members of their community on some of the most intimate and pressing topics. Today, we're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to have our guest speaker in, and Tara's going to introduce her, and we're going to head right on right now.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so excited about our speaker. Her name is Jamie Young. Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
And she is the founder and creator of CEO of Real Results Medical Weight Loss. So Jamie actually has her Bachelor's of Science degree in Exercise and Sports Science from the University of Georgia. She spent time in New York and in Athens as an athletic trainer. And she also makes these amazing meal plans. You guys have got to check it out at some point. And I'll give Jamie some time to talk about her website and ways that you can get in contact with her. But Jamie is all about helping people feel and look their best through nutrition and through their health, through their diet, and through exercise and weight loss therapy. So Jamie Young, do you have anything you want to tell us about yourself?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and talking to the Just Ask community. But yeah, I have two little kids. They're Jaden, my daughter just turned four Monday. And so this week, and then I've got a two-year-old also. So very busy running the business and helping people reach their goals. Super passionate about it and excited to be here. Thanks.
Awesome. Great, so what we're going to focus on in this Just Ask, it's a little bit different than our regular sexual health platform. So Jamie's going to tell you about the three clues you need to focus on nutrition, three things you need to have on your plate every day, three foods you can grab on the go that won't hurt your diet, and three rules for staying on track with your nutrition.
Yes, for sure. So there are definitely three things, three good giveaways and clues that you need to pay attention to as regard to your nutrition. And one of those is just with your body. And that is low energy and fatigue. If you're having a lot of low energy, that's a clue that you might not be putting the right fuel into your body to make your body work and at the highest level. And so that So if you're low energy, definitely relook at your diet. Also, if you're not sleeping good, again, we're not putting the right fuel that we need to be efficient with the way that we're working. And then if you're, this is Just Ask, if your bowels are all messed up, you know, if you're constipated or if you're having a lot of diarrhea or a lot of stomach pain, we gotta adjust what's going in to make so that you don't have those symptoms because something's not working right.
Yeah. Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about what kind of fuel, like when you're feeling low energy? I mean, a lot of our patients or people that we see in our platforms have that low energy feel, and it also affects their sexual health and their hormonal health too.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, looking at foods that have high B12 or even getting a B12 shot, about 70% of people walking around are deficient in B12. It's one of those vitamins that doesn't metabolize very well through food and supplement. The very best way to get B12 is through injection. The second best way are drops under the tongue, and don't mess with the supplement if you have another option. But of course, if the supplement's the only option, then definitely go that way. But yeah, definitely B12 is the first place I always start.
Can they come, can people from this platform, because we reach all across Atlanta area, can they come to you for that and get shots? How does that work? Oh, or yeah. Drops, or tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, for sure. So you can come in. The B12 is given via an intramuscular injection. And so it is really simple. I've got it down to a 10 to 15 minute appointment your first time. And then patients come 1 to 2 times a week, depending on your need. And there are various levels too. So you can even get a super lipotropic B12. So you have your B1, B2, B3, B5, vitamin C for immune health, which is great right now. and along with your, you know, fat burning blends and B12. So, and then you can get plain B12. So there's a lot of personalization that can come with that and with that injectable.
Do you do all the injectables? Can patients do their own? How does that work with everything with COVID right now?
Yes, I'm actually shipping a lot out with Innovation. Dr. Thompson has been very helpful, and her team trying to send all of those people out. But you know, you have to be comfortable giving yourself an intramuscular injection, or have a family member or a friend or a neighbor who can give you the injection as you're quarantined. But some people just aren't comfortable, and that's okay. That's why you come in and see us.
It's nice to have options, though, for sure, with everything.
Absolutely.
Definitely, for sure.
Jamie, I have a question that got me thinking about, if you have a patient who doesn't necessarily want to do any kind of medication or vitamin or shot or anything like that, do you still have ways, or do you have any tips that patients can do as far as nutrition? Like, what if they're very busy and they just have to grab and go, or what are some tips they can do at home if they're quarantined to maybe get to back how they're feeling better and that type of thing?
Yes. My biggest tip for that type of patient who comes in is planning. You have to plan to be successful, and there's various ways that you can do that. One of my secrets to success, I run, you know, running a business, and then I have the two little kids. Grocery delivery, and then meal preparation. On Sunday, my fridge looks really silly. It's got 5 containers and, you know, bags ready to go of deli meat or, salads. I call it my salad bar. So on a cookie sheet, I'll put the pre-washed cut lettuce, tomato, onion, bell pepper, whatever I want, and then I'll have it all in containers. And I just pull the cookie sheet out of the fridge, build my salad, put everything back in, and go. To wash salad every day, you're just not going to do it. It needs to be ready. So my biggest tip for that is planning and preparing.
Then do you just bring
a plan for successful?
Do you just bring that into like work with you? How do you transport it? I know that's the stupidest question, but people want to know, like, what's the best way to transport it? Do I put it in a Tupperware? Do I put it in a mason jar? Do you put dressing on it? How do you do that?
Yes, there are right now, especially, you can go on Amazon. I have my favorite lunchbox has a place for my shaker cup. It has a place for my lunch, and it has freezer, like little frozen packs, you know, that you put in there. And in side pockets, I've got to have pockets. So definitely a lunchbox with an ice pack if you don't have a fridge at work. And that is definite. And then I also have my water jug. Here it is with I'm behind, you can see, I haven't started yet, but I have my jug of water. I look silly coming into work, but I'm going to be dehydrated if I don't have my water with me. So, yeah.
What do you recommend in water? How much should people be getting a day?
At least 64 ounces. That's a very good, some people need more, especially if they're a lot taller or, weight is a lot higher, you know, than kind of that normal range. But yeah, typically 64 ounces is great. And the key to water is being steady, because doing 100 ounces one day and then the next day doing 10 and then the next day doing 100 and then 10, your body's not going to be dependable on that. So definitely 64 ounces of water for everybody every day. If I had to pick one thing, that would be it for sure.
Awesome. And for people who don't know ounces, that's about 8 cups a day.
Right, 8 ounce glasses, half a gallon, four exactly. bottles, 4 16-ounce bottles is a good reference too.
Awesome. So tell us kind of, what are the three things people should be having on their plates every day?
Well, the first thing with that is what's your goal? You know, is your goal to maintain your weight, lose your weight, gain weight, depending on where you are in life, right? So that's the first thing that you have to decide. But if you were looking, and of course I'm a weight loss profession, so most of the time people are coming to me to lose weight. So for me, the three things on your plate is protein, veggie. And I know some of your viewers are like, wait a second, protein, veggie. That's not the food pyramid that I remember, where you have the grains and then the dairy and all the different sections, but that big curve on the bottom And it is not around. They're really working on replacing that. I laugh and say the food pyramid is falling, right? It is not the way it is. It's great for kids because their metabolism is really going strong and steady and they're growing. But if we continue to eat like that, we will continue to grow, just not getting taller. I just tell people, you know, if you like the pyramid, take that part on the bottom and put it in the fruit section. And then that's really kind of how the new way of looking at it. But a very good default is protein, veggie, and just get used to looking at it. It's a new normal. We're getting used to new normals, aren't we?
Right. Do you give them a percentage? Like, I've heard macros, I've heard calories, I've heard count this, count that. So what would you do, or what are some of the basic things around that?
Yeah. So if they're looking to lose weight, and it's every weight loss program is different. So that's going to be different for every body, every single literal body. And it really depends on what their activity levels are. A construction worker is going to need more calories and more carbohydrates than an accountant at a desk. So they're really going to need, it's going to vary. That's the biggest. If you're a CrossFit person, you're going to need more carbs, but you're going to put them strategically before your workout or the night before your morning. So there's a lot of strategy that I work with the individual patient. That's key in weight loss, because there's not one diet that works for everybody.
Exactly. What is your words of advice when a patient is really motivated but then falls off the track? Like, can they start again? What do you tell them?
Jamie, you should talk about, I know we talked about previously before this, but I think our listeners would really, really love to hear about the train analogy that you have. She has this wonderful train analogy. So can you elaborate on that just a little bit? I think the listeners would definitely, kind of like compare themselves to that analogy and understand it a little bit better.
Yes. So when patients come in, Dr. Pelda kind of answered that. I just tell them to hit reset. Hit reset, start again. Every day is a new day and we got to keep tackling it. And then when you pick that new day, you got to get on the right train. Okay. So there are three trains at the weight station and they're always going. So you got to figure out which one you're going to be on. The first one's the weight gain train. And a lot of people, most people don't need coaching. They know exactly how to get on the weight gain train, right?
Someone would teach me that. Then
I know, right?
Exactly. It's like, I have no problem on that one.
Yes, everyone, that was
call them a name.
Yeah, yes, and hello train. COVID and the weight gain train.
Yes. And then there's the weight loss train. And that's a very specific, you have to be on the train. It's a very specific skill set to stay there. And not only there, but you have to ride the train to the destination. I have a lot of people who will get off the weight loss train, get on the gain train for a couple days and be like, why am I not getting anywhere? I'm like, well, you're not going in the right direction, right? You got to get on the weight loss train and you got to stay there. Then once you get to your goal weight, and this is key, you've got to get on the maintenance train, which is that third, not popular train, but that's when you make those decisions. Like, I'm going to have one carb a day and one fruit a day, and that's all we need to maintain our weight. But we're not going to, and another frustration that I have with patients their weight is they'll do healthy maintenance things and expect to lose weight. And that's not how it works either. You have to, being on the maintenance train will maintain your weight right where it is. But in order to lose weight, you got to get on the weight loss train and you got to stay there until you get where you want to go. Yeah. So it's people really kind of, it gives them a visual of where they are in life and then also why they're not getting the results they're looking for. Yeah.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference for them too. Is part of your program, I know you talked about the vitamin B. Tell us a little bit more. Are there other vitamins that you recommend to add in, or do you try to really say you need to get it in your diet and your veggies and whatnot? I've heard lots of different schools of thought.
Yes. And it's all individualized. So that's going to depend. I hate to keep saying that, but it's so true. So if it's someone who, isn't cooking a ton, they don't like, I have a lot of picky patients, right? They just don't like a lot of vegetables and they don't like a lot of fruits, or we're taking out the fruits so that they can burn more fat, right? So where you are in life makes a difference, but getting vitamins and a vitamin blend that's going to work for you is really key. So we obviously start with B12 if the super is super helpful with getting the vitamins that you need. But also there's definitely some companies out there. I partner with a company called ID Life, and they do a customized vitamins. Actually, oh, here are mine. I haven't gotten to them yet. But these are I filled out a questionnaire, a health history, HIPAA compliant questionnaire. And it tells me what vitamins that I need to take when. And they put it in convenient AM and PM packets for you. So I have patients who do that. But also just an essential multivitamin to get the basics. And then everything that we get from food is going to just be bonus. And that's the way I want them. But we got to get you feeling better first before I can get you cooking. Yeah.
Absolutely. So can you talk to us about some tips, like some of the things you recommend overarching, like how to keep you on track? So, you know, just with your nutrition and with your health. And if you, like, let's say you're having one of those really cruddy days and you're like, I am low energy and I'm this. What are some of the tips? Let's say, let's maybe look at some different scenarios. Like, what are your tips for a low energy patient that's just struggling?
Yes. So for someone low energy, first thing, obviously, you're going to make sure they're getting their B12, hydration. Got to make sure we're hydrated. And then making the first step and being really intentional about your day. So, and I don't know about you guys, but if I don't get some sort of physical activity done in the morning, the likelihood of that happening goes from 100% to zero very quickly.
How do you motivate someone that hates exercise? Like, what are some things you'll tell them?
Yes. Well, we got to find what's going to work for them. So walking outside 20 to 30 minutes a day, some people don't think that's a lot. It adds up so much over time. So if you don't like to be outside, then okay, what do you like? YouTube. I refer to YouTube constantly. Let's find something. Find a coach that you like. Find a, do you want to do Zumba? Do you want to learn to ballroom dance? Do you, go hiking, go rock climbing. Just find what's going to work for you. And for the person who says, I don't like anything, and I kind of look at it, we got to find you something, because you're not going to get stronger without it. And we want to gain years on your life. We got to find you something. And we just keep trying stuff. Yeah.
The next thing is too, with COVID, like I know, for example, for me, like Peloton, it was free for 3 months and you can sign up for it. And I know other people are doing those gimmick things. So get you motivated to try it. And I think that is something people can look at possibly too.
Yes. I use an app called Center and I really like it. It's Chris Hemsworth's app. We like Chris Hemsworth, but he has a really nice platform that has a lot of stuff from Pilates, yoga, HIIT training. So that's the one I use in my little mini home gym that I've created. So yeah.
Amy, do you have any tips for people, say, that are on a budget, or maybe they can't leave their house to go get groceries, or maybe for working moms or dads, or single moms or dads who may be on this platform and wondering about, you know, how they could fit it into their time and their budget?
Yes. So as far as budget, if we weren't in the middle of this crisis, what I tell people to do is see what's on sale at the grocery store. If you see and I'd love to recommend during holiday time, when the turkey breasts are on sale, those are hard to find during the year. Grab a couple, toss them into the freezer, whatever's on sale, start there. And then build your menu accordingly. But right now, a lot of people aren't spending a lot of time in the grocery stores. So, that's not exactly a tip for today. But going forward, maybe by Thanksgiving, things might be better. Or maybe by next Thanksgiving, definitely get a couple extra of those turkey breasts or the hams and all of the stuff that are, the whole turkeys. Toss them in the oven. That way you have really healthy protein. But my favorite, if you are stuck at home, there is a company called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, and it is my secret sauce, man. It really is. I put in what I need. It keeps me from those end cap sales and the cookies that jump in the cart by themselves. Have you seen those?
They're outrageous. Yes. The cereals. When you take your kid to the store with you and they're like, can I have soda and juice and this and that?
Yes. The Pop-Tarts and the sugar cereal ends up in the cart. And when I'm checking out, I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, for sure. I went in there. I actually went into the store. It was a beautiful Saturday after I finished seeing some patients in the morning. And I went into the store to get sidewalk chalk. And I came out with $100 worth of stuff. And I was like, that was a $4 item. How did that happen? So yes, you pay for a shipped membership, but they deliver for free if it's above $35. And there's not often that you're spending less than $35 if you're going into the grocery store. So, it keeps you, you know, very focused. You're in your kitchen. You're not double buying things. That's the worst. Oh, wait, did I have chicken broth? Oh, let me just buy some just in case, right? Now you have stock in chicken broth in your pantry. So it's a way to really control what you're doing. And then also making that plan. And you have to base it around the people in your home and what they do. And yeah, so that's my favorite secret is preparation and then finding help. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about some of those plans? Like, I'm not going to call it like a HelloFresh or those that have things that come right to your door. And do you work with people around those? Like, hey, I don't have time to cook, but I have this. How to help me?
Yes. That's another one that I will recommend. And there's a bunch of the companies. If you don't like HelloFresh or you don't want to like, so some of them will ship you the ingredients and you cook them. Others are ready made. So, and you just heat them up. And if that's how they want to do dinner, then what we do is talk about what, if that, you know, we look at the calories and the nutrition label and say, okay, we need about 800 more calories that day. Let's do it with protein and like a grab and go protein shake, eggs. You know, let's figure out where we're going to add those calories in and kind of base it around that. But those types of services can be a lifeline for really, really busy people. Yeah,
absolutely. Especially
I have a question for Dr. Quayle. I have a question for you. So it's for my memory, just as a compounding pharmacist, and maybe some of the patients here listening are maybe they're on hormone replacement therapy or they have some sort of autoimmune disease or something like that. How can unhealthy eating and having too much weight affect your hormones? Because I know that we get changes in therapies all the time, changing hormone levels. If people lose a bunch of weight, we have to change their hormone levels to match back up with what their metabolism is doing at the time. And then if they gain a lot of weight, we have to adjust their hormones, you know, again, to figure out what that happy medium is. So how does weight or nutrition and that type of thing, Dr. Quayle, affect your hormone levels? Does it have a huge impact or just slight adjustments?
So I think when you see a hormonal specialist, when you hit those midlife years, and this is for men and for women, I feel like we are kind of teetering back and forth, getting your hormones right. We check blood, we do different analysis on what scripts will work for you. But I think we need to be partnering with someone like a Jamie that does a lot of the weight loss and helping on maintenance with that. I'm huge that I can't be successful without a team on board. So that's kind of how I function. So Tara, my partner at Innovation, she helps me when I have a patient that comes in and sees me and they're getting blood analysis and everything. Oftentimes I'll call Tara and I'll say, hey, Dr. Thompson, this is what I got going on with this patient. This is what I want to put on. What do you think? What have you seen? And so she's my team member that helps me for the patient. And that's also where Jamie comes in. As I'm starting to kind of teeter around with hormones, hey, Jamie, where can I have a patient kind of plug in with you? And do the diet and exercise and weight loss so that we can balance out their hormones. So yes, hormonal changes definitely happen. And that's where it's really good to have someone on board that does a lot of that. And that's kind of how I met Jamie, was through Tara. So you can't be a jack of all trades. And that's, I think, really important to remember. And I think what we'll do is we'll do a little, Tara and I will put something together around a blog around sexual health, hormones, and things that we'll put out there to you guys. I want to, Jamie has some cool things up her sleeve that she's been doing. So I want to kind of conclude with her talking a little bit about this new plan that she's kind of has in action. And I know I'm going to botch it on here, but like it's a weekly plan, or fill me in, Jamie, because I know we have talked about it a little bit.
I would love to. It has been my quarantine project for sure. And it's something I've been wanting to do, and I'm so excited about it. It's It's a meal planning membership. So it's a very easy way to, and a low cost point to be successful. And you can do this from anywhere because it's all online. There's two membership options. One is a weight loss membership, and it is high protein, low carb in design. And it is a full, every month that you're a member, you get a full week's worth of meal planning. And so this is breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, what you should eat Sunday to Saturday, along with all the recipes and a grocery list designed according to the section of the grocery store. So it's super easy to use. And then every week I send you my Success Club email, and I'm giving you tips and tricks on how to be successful. Like, I have a link to my lunchbox that's my favorite. I've got a link to some of the shakes and the nutrition supplements. So it's a way to coaching at a real low price point. So right now the weight loss membership is $39 a month, and every month you get a new week's worth of meal planning. Then the other option is a personalized membership. So let's say you're looking to maintain your weight, you're allergic to shrimp, and you're really trying to boost your immune system right now. That's the personalized membership. I send you a form, you fill it out, and in about 3 days, I hand design a meal plan just for you. So that personalized membership's a little more, but it's $99 a month, and every month you get a new week's worth, and you still get those success emails. So it's a way to get coached at a much lower price point.
So when you say coaching, do you offer any kind of Zooms for patients that don't want to leave the house with that, or that are out of state, or different things like that? Is that part of it, or is it an add-on, or how does that work?
It's not a part of it individually, but I have done that so much with my patients lately. I've done a lot of calls of encouragement. If I haven't seen them in a while, I pick up the phone and we'll do a Zoom call just to make sure that they're, you know, staying on track, or if falling off track, just, you know, hey, it's a safe place to come in, and let's get you started. Every day is new. So let's treat it as such.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Again, this has been so helpful. Tara and I are going to put together a little bit more on a little post because we were so short today with COVID and us running in all directions. Thank you for coming out, talking to us. I think it's just so important. This has been on our back burner, so I'm really excited we got to bring you on the platform finally. So yay! Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So Real Results, Jamie Young. Jamie, do you want to give them like a fast blurb, like your email, your or how to reach you? And we can also put it in our post too.
For sure. Absolutely. You can find me at realresultsforlife.com, all spelled out. And you'll find the link to the any correspondence to that company comes straight through me. So you can find all my information there. I do free consultations with patients, and we can do them over the phone or in person, whichever one you're comfortable with. And yeah, just reach out to me there.
Awesome. So I'm going to conclude with saying next month is June, and we try to be very inclusive with what we do around Just Ask. We're going to be featuring a healthcare provider around LGBTQ issues. It's Pride Month, and so no better time to really talk about that. We're going to focus around sexual health, hormonal health, and things in that nature. So we'll be keeping you informed on that and when the date is, and we'll be posting. So we really look forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Please put any questions, concerns, anything you need us to repeat in the comments section, and we will definitely, that's monitored every single day. So we will respond to your questions. If you have any questions for Jamie, we can make sure that we get those answered as well. Or visit her website. We'll put her information on the on our Just Ask page as well, so that you can have a direct link to it, and even her phone number and everything. So thank you guys so much for coming out. Is there anything else anybody wants to say at this point? Everybody stay safe, and we're here for you if you need us. We're here to ask any or answer any of your Just Ask questions.
Real fast, I just want to say, if your question's personal and you don't want to put it in the comments, put it in the message section. And Tara and I monitor that regularly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.